Weiter in Shasvir and Chulin Daf Nun Hey, picking up on Nun Dalon Bez Badabavan Pez, nine slides up from the bottom, Zuck the Heilige Gemara. Amr of Nachman, Kisela, Kiyasam Kisela. When the Chum said that the size of a Sela, that a trachea can be missing up to the size of a Isser and it's still going to be kosher, when the Chum said the size of a Sela, exactly the size of a Sela is the same as more than a Sela. Kisser, Kiyasam Kisser, when they say the size of an Isser, as the measure exactly the size of an Isser is the same as more than, so it means up to, not including. Alma Kisavar of Nachman Ad V'lo Bechlal, must be holds Ad V'lo Bechlal. Esvei Rav Rav Nachman, Chevel HaYotzi Min Amita Ad Chamisha Tfachim Tahor. Back in the day, the way that the beds were made is that you had these beds, the wooden posts, let's say, on the side, and then you had this rope that came back and forth around it, and it would wind around it. Now, rope by itself is not something that's a makabal tuma, it's not a kli. But a bed is a kli, and it can be a makabal tuma, and the bed's rope windings like the bed itself, and therefore it's an extension of it, it can become a makabal tuma. The Mishnah is telling us, this is a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah is teaching that up to the length of 5 tefachim, the dangling rope is too short to serve as any function from the bed. Therefore, it's not considered part of the bed, but just a piece of rope, which can't be a mekabel tuma. If the bed does mekabel tuma, become in contact with a dead body of the sort, right, some sort of tuma, this dangling piece is going to remain in a state of tahara. So, chal v'yotzem n'amita al chamisha tefachim tahar. My lav chamisha kilamata. Does that mean that the 5 is like below 5? So we see that the Mishnah uses the expression up to in the sense of ad vi'ad bichlal, which goes against what Rav Nachman says. Lo chamisha kilamayla. No, what it means is 5 is like above 5. A rope of 5 is like that one that is larger. Toshima mechamisha v'adasar tam. If the rope goes from 5 till 10, then it's going to be mekabel tuma. My lav asar kilamata, isn't the 10 like the lower part of it? Like, in other words, a full 10 tefachim of the rope is mekabel tuma. So we see the Mishnah uses the expression ad ve'ad bechlal, which goes against the Nachman. Lo asar kilamata means it's like above. Toshma, let's try again. Hadakin shebechli cheres, small kli cheres, they are hein v'karkiru sehen, Vidoftoseb Yoshvim Shalom Misumachim. Whether the original kelim themselves that are whole, or the bottoms and the sides of broken kelim that could still contain liquid, which while sitting on a flat surface without any outside support, peep turn the page. Nunheim alf Shiuran. Their measure for being mekabel tuma is if they can contain the amount of oil needed to anoint the small finger of a day-old infant. Ve'ad lug. And this is true for a kli that originally held up to a lug. My lav lug kilamata. Is lug considered like below, like one originally holding less than a lug? And its shards require only that the leftover amount of enough to anoint an infant. So we see that the Mishnah is using the expression up to in the sense of up to and including, which goes against Rav Nachman. Lo kilamala means a lug is like that, which is above it, like more than a lug. And therefore, the pieces need the next level of leftover, the next level of residual capacity to hold on to susceptibility to mekabel tuma. Meaning that the leftover of a quarter lug, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to talk about. Tashma, mi lug vad sa'a birevius, if the shards come from a kli that originally held from a lug up to a sa'a, which is 24 lugin, then the shards retain the ability to make tuma if they could hold at least a quarter lug. My lav sa'a kilamata isn't sa'a like lamata, and for adva v'chlau. But the Gemara again, lo sa'a kilamata, it's like above. Tashma, let's try again. Mi sa'a v'yad sa'asayim b'chatzi lug. If the shards come from a kli that originally held from a sa'a up to two sa'a, then the shards retain the makabel tuma if they can hold at least half a lug. My lav sa'asayim kilamata is like the lower, and if it's adva v'chlau. Lo sa'asayim kilamata, it's like above. Ay v'tanya, the Gemara now knocks off all three last answers. Lug kilamata, sa'a kilamata, sa'asayim kilamata, a kli that it had exactly a look is like below. One that is exactly like a saw is like below, and that one is like two saws like below, which basically goes straight up, and it seems like it's saying ad ve'ad v'chal, not like Rav Nachman said ad v'lo v'chal. So it's going, no, hasam l'chomra, in the case of the Mishnah Barsha, he's masking that we explain ad ve'ad v'chal in order to be machmir. It's a machmir pshat. Rav Nachman meant only that we explain ad v'lo v'chal when it's this pshat that's going to come out to a chumra. So why do we consider, and why do we say whichever is going to be more machmir, the Amr of Avo, Amr of Yochanan, kol shi'uri chachamim lachmir. All the measurements of the chachamim are lachmir. Chutz mikigris shoksamim lachel, except for the gris of dam, which we are more makel with. And this is talking about Hilchos Nida, we're going to be much more Mekel. Mekel. Now, Diganami can also understand it from its Meduik, from the actual Lashon, the Gatani Allah, Dahi, is a brisa that says about the Mishnah, that a rope that goes from a bed, Chamisha Kilamala Asara Kilamata. 5 tefachim is like above, 10 tefachim is like below. So we see ad in the Mishnah goes whichever one's going to be more machmer. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Anita tchul. Let's say you have, in the Mishnah, don't forget, Veluk shares for Behemoth, who say that if the spleeners are moved, then the animals are going to be kosher. Amar. Rava Viram Shmei de Rava. Lo Shanu Elenital. This is only taught if the spleen was removed entirely. Of Nikav Trefa. But if it has a hole in it, then it's going to be a Trefa. Masav. Rav Yossi. Bar Oven. Vitema. Rav Yossi. Bar Zvida. Chotech Me Ubar Shibame Eha. If one cuts part of a fetus that's in the animal's womb, leaves it inside, and then shechs the animal, mutter ba'achila. The part that's detached is going to be mutter for eating like the rest of the fetus. Minatchul, right? The mother's shchit is going to matter the fetus. And it also is going to cause this detached part of the fetus and inside it to be mutter as well. Fascinating. Mutter ba'achila. Minatchul u'minakloyos. Let's say if there is a minatcholu minatcholus, if one detaches part of the spleen or kidneys of the animal itself, and even if it's inside the animal, the time of the shechita aser bechila, it's going to be aser to eat. If someone made an incision in the body of the animal and cut out a piece of the spleen or a piece of the kidney of the animal itself and then shechted the animal, then that parts do not become mutter to shechita. They're still considered aver min achai and aser to eat. Ha behema gufa sharia. When that mashma, that the animal itself is mutter and not a trefa, even though a piece of the spleen was cut off, which is basically at least equal to punctured, which goes against what Rava says, that a punctured spleen is a trefa. Says Gemara, who had in the feel of behemoth nami asur? No. Even the animal itself is going to be asur as well. It's going to be a trefa because there's a punctured spleen. So why does the Tana say that it is asur, meaning the piece of the spleen or the kidney? I did a Tana Risha mutter bechila Tana nami seifa asur bechila because likes to keep it parallel since the first part of the Mishnah about a severed piece of a fetus says it is permitted for eating. Therefore, Tanan Misefa Aser Bechila, it is Aser to eat, even though not only it, but also the animal also. But I just wanted to say to keep it consistent. If you buy same another answer, I could say that the animal itself is Mutter for eating, and it's still not a Stira Tarava because Nikav Lechud, the Nechtach Lechud, these are two separate dinim. Punctured is one thing, and cut is another. Even though punctured is going to make it a trefa, a cut spleen will not make it into a trefa. Let's say the kidneys were taken out. They were removed. Amar Rachish Bar Papa Nishmei the Rav. Luxa B'chulia Achas Trefa. The animal became diseased in one kidney, meaning even if it's only one kidney, it's going to be a trefa. I says, looks like a bakulia, is it going melia mugla? Right, has these blisters on it. Kotzkim b'shteim, right? If it's one, and certainly if it's in two of them, it's going to be a treifa.
Amri v'amarav, they said in the West, a.k.a. in Eretz Yisrael, v'hu d'metai l'kusa, that's only when the disease gets where? Beep, turn the page. Nun heimabez. L'mkom charitz, that is to the center of the kidney, where all the different tubes are attached over there. Hechamakom charitz, where is that area? Well, what is that referencing? L'chivra d'tusei masne, it's to the white area that's underneath the animals, by the loins of the animal. Amar Rabbi Nechunya, she'iltinu lekulu trufai d'marava, I asked of all the treifa experts in Eretz Yisrael, v'amru li, and they said to me, hilchasa kirachish barpapa, that luchas a kirachish barpapa, that a diseased kidney is a treifa. V'les luchas a ravir, luchas not like a ravir, that a punctured spleen is a treifa. So a punctured spleen is not considered a treifa. Lo amin ela bekulshe. Now this idea that we said that the treifa people said a punctured spleen is not a treifa, even about that, a ravir, that the luch does not follow, and we said only in reference to the puncture of the spleen, and the kulshe in the thin part, aval, besumche treifa. If it was punctured in the thick part, then it is going to be a treifa. This is that one side of the spleen is thicker, it's attached end, and then you have the hinging end, which is much thinner. Even if the puncture was in the thick end of a diner's thickness of spleen is there, is intact, and the animal is still considered kosher. Amri b'marava, they said in the West Eretz Yisrael, I'll call a posel berea kosher b'kulya. Whatever is going to cause, disqualify, make a treifa in the lung is going to be fine when it comes to a kidney. Shrei nek of posel berea, we find that there's a puncture that's going to disqualify in the case of a lung, like it says, v'kosher b'kulya, but it's going to be kosher by a kidney. V'kolshken heicha de kosher berea, kosher b'kulya. Certainly, if it's kosher with the rea, it's going to be kosher with the kidney. Maskif la rabbi tanchuma uklalo, is that a general rule? V'arei mugla de kosher berea, but we see that pus is something which is going to be kosher by the lung. Upasa b'kulya. When a pus is found in the lung, it's going to be pusal. V'arei mayim zachin de ksherim hacha b'acha. And also we see that there's clear, we see that there is clear fluid, which is going to be good in both cases of the lung and the case of the kidney. Okay, I don't know what the issue with that is, and guess what? Rosh Hakivanti, there's Rashi. So you're dotting my cushion with the question over here. Ella, I'm a Ravashi, says Ravashi, trefos komedamis la dadi. You're trying to compare treifos one to the next. You can't do that. Ain't no remember treifos zo dom lazu. We don't say about treifos that this one's compared to that one. Sorry, chotkin mekanu mesa chotkin mekanu v'arichosa. You could say I made a cut over here and it lived, and I made and it died and made a cut over there and it lived. So you can't compare. So you can't learn something right one from the other. Umayim zachem ksherim lorim and ella datzili. And when we said that clear liquid is fine, it's kosher, we still need a reference to where the liquid is. Totally clear. Aval achiri treifa, but if it's cloudy, then it's going to be, then such a thing will be a treifa. It's going to be no good. Chisilinam, even when it's clear, la'armin ela de lo sarich. That's a little sriach. That's only if the liquid didn't become gross. Aval sriach, then treifa. Hakulia shehiktina, let's say it became smaller because of a disease, bidaka o'ad kfol, in the case of a small animal, that like a sheep or a goat, it's a trefa if it came down to the size of a bean, bigasa ad kanova bean, so if it's a large animal, it's going to be a trefa if the kidney came down to the size of a grape, a small grape. Nita lechiatachton. Next part of the mission says that the animal is going to be kosher. The lower jaw was removed. Amar b'zera lo shalom sheyichol lichos adzel al yidei liita v'amra. When is it true that it's going to remain kosher? It's only when the animal can be kept alive by people helping it by stuffing and pushing food into the throat. Well, because it can't chew. Aval ena yichola because it can't get into its own throat. Aval ena yichol lichos yidei liita v'amra. But if it's not able to be kept alive by stuffing into its throat, then it's considered a treifa if you can't get the food in there. Next, the tila aim shala. Let's say the uterus is removed, it's still going to be kosher. Tana, he ha aim, he tarpachas, he shalfuchas.
the aim, the tarpachas, which is talking about the uterus, and the shalpuchas, which is also the uterus, are all one and the same. It's talking about the uterus. Next, v'charusa b'dei shamayim k'sherav. An animal has a shriveled up lung that happened b'dei shamayim from the heavens. That's going to be kosher, right? The Mashmah says that if it shriveled up b'dei adam, then it would be a treifa. Tanu rabbanan ezu charusa. What's considered a charusa? It's something that's shriveled up. Kol shetzamka rea shela. Anyone whose lung shriveled because got scared b'dei shamayim k'sherav. If this is something happening with the Shemayim, like there was thunder or lightning, then it's kosher. But they adam treifa, but if a person did it, that the person scared the animal, some sort of sound, yelled at it, right? But they adam is going to be a treifa. Rashi says, if Isa adam lo hajabari, it's not going to end up going back to itself when it gets scared by a person. However, Shimon ben Elazar omer afidei kolabrios, that the animal is going to be, even if the animal gets scared by other animals, that's also going to be a problem. Like the roar of a lion, something like that, it's also going to, that as well. Now, what does it mean when it says other creatures, that they're going to be like, the hand of heaven? Or like, the question is, which direction do you mean it's like that? Is he referring back to the Reisha, where he spoke about it happened in the Shemayim, in the Smutter, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar means to be makel, with reference to a shriveled called by other creatures, saying that that also is like Bidei Shemayim, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. Well, Sefer Luchumra, it's going in the Sefer, and therefore it's Luchumra, because it's not going to be Bidei Adam, it's not going to be good. Tashma, let's take a look. The time was in a Baisa. Charusa Bidei Adam, Trefa, an animal. That is a shriveled up lung, where it happened b'day adam, because if a person is a treifa, Rishon Lazar Omer, af b'day kol abrios. He says, even if it was shriveled, it was caused by the hands of other creatures. Right? So it's clear over here that he's equating b'day other creatures and b'day adam, and both of them are going to be a treifa. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rechana hava ka'azil b'madbara, they were in the desert, Ashkar chanu dichri detzamek rea detu. He found the rams whose lungs had shriveled up, and he didn't know what caused them to shrivel. Also, Shaul ben Midrash, so he came to the Beis Midrash to figure out what's it in. And related, he said to him, "Bekaita asimi shichle chivrei." In the summertime, bring white, like tubs that are made out of klicheris. So I should show klicheris lavan, white klicheris. Malinu mayakri, and fill them up with cold water. Vanchinu meislais, and leave the lungs in of this shechted animal in there for 24 hours. Ihadum baryon b'dei shamayim yibukshera. If they went back to the health, then it was obviously happened b'dei shamayim. It's kosher. V'lo treifa. If they don't go back to the original health, then clearly it didn't. It's not b'dei shamayim. It's going to be a treifa. Besisf. Besisva, if it's during the winter, then I see Meshichli Shichume. I gotta bring these buckets. Not of love of white cheres, but now they have to be dark. Right? They don't cool down as much as the white ones. Malu maya pshire, and then fill them up with lukewarm water. Vachinu melisei, live for 24 hours. Yehad debar yekshar, if it gets healthy again, then it's going to be kosher. Vilov treif, and if not, it's going to be kosher. Next part of the Mishnah, hagluda. Let's say you have a flayed animal. The mayor says it's going to be kosher, the chum says it's going to be treif. Tanur abanan. Hagluda. Rabbi Meir machshir. Vachamim poslim. He says it's treifa. Kfar Heyed El Azar Safra V'Yochanan Ben Gudgida Ala Gluda Shapsula. In earlier generation, you had these people that already testify about this, that it's going to be no good. Amar Shimon Ben Elazar Chazabar B'Mer. He came back from that. He was Chozer on that. And he says, like the Chachamim, that a flayed animal is actually a treifa. Yeah.
So Meir said that it was going to be good. He then changed his mind. Michlau from Rishon ben Elazar's statement that he backed out of the Tzmashma del Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Palig Rabbi Meir Begluda, that even according to Rishon ben Elazar, Meir, he initially argued with the Chachamim about a flayed animal, Vatanya, but we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Lo Nech Rabbi Meir Chachamim ala Gluda Shapsula. Nobody's arguing that's going to be possible. Lo Nech Meir read that it's going to be possible. Ukfar. Hey, Rabbi Oshaya ben Osher of Yehuda, Habasam Lefnei, Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. We have these people, the Rabbi Oshaya, the son of Yehuda, the perfumer, had already testified before Akiva on the authority of Rabbi Tarfon, Alagluz Shapsula, it's going to be possible. Vimnishtaibu Kiselik Shera. But if the skin of the size of a cell is left over, it's going to be cautious. Rabbi Shimon loves the statement, the Rameh, the Chum didn't argue about that. His mashma, they never argue about it in the first place, which goes against Rabbi Shimon Lazar's statement in the first place. So the mayor backed out, that he retracted, but originally did argue with them. What's going on? I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Zuck. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, my lo nechaku. What does Rav Shimon Lazar mean in the second place when he says they didn't argue? Doesn't mean they never argued. It means it's lo amad Rav Meir b'machlokas. So he didn't stay in his machlokas. Right? He backed out and he agreed with the Chachamim that it's going to be a trefa. Amar mar, imishtaibel keselik share, but if a cell is worth of skin is still left on it, then it's going to be kosher. It says Gemara, hecha, where in the body, the animal's body does it have to be staying there for kosher, left over? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, al panei ha-shidukul, it's got to go the whole length of the entire spine. Ibar Yilahu, they came and they asked, and they said, the cell of the length of the entire spine, what does that mean? The arich v'katin, the chimitzar v'lach, havi kesela. Pardon. Does he mean that it's good enough for there to be a long, very thin piece of skin going the whole thing, that if you gather it all together in a circle, that's going to come to a cella? It's going to be the width of a cella going down the whole back. Tashma, let's take a look. The parsha from Urai, Mishrei, the Shmuel, Berochav, Kisela, Pnei, Kol, Shidur, Kula, like we just said, it's got to be the width of the cella going through the whole thing. Rabbi, Berochana, Amar, Rashi, Prakam, we need that there have to be a cella size, a piece of skin on each of the main joints of the body of the animal. Rashi says, Bechol, Pirkei, Chulios, and all of the Prakam, all the joints of its Chulios, of its vertebrae. It's almost Hashok Vayirach Beina and Shibur Kesela. Another opinion: Belazer Ben Antigonus, Mishum Belazer Berbiani Amar Makom Tiburo. We need to have to be a cell-sized piece at the place of the stomach, of the belly button, the navel. By Berbiani Berabi Shmishmael Nital Makom Mishidu Kulukayim. Let's say the skin that's covering the place of the spine is removed, but all the rest of the skin is intact. Unless he just took the tibur away and the rest of it is there. Or if the roshay parakim v'kulukayim, and he took the roshay parakim, everything else is there. In other words, it inverts everything we just said. What's going to be a din? Says the Gemara. Teiku. We don't know the answer. Amar Rav. Kolor kula matzah begluda. Any skin at all, the size of a cell, is going to spare the animal from being a trefa. In the case of a flayed animal, chutzmi or besa process, except for that, the skin next to the hooves. Right? That's not going to help you. Yochanan Amar, afil or besa process, naimas, and that also can take it out of being a trefa. Boy, mine Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, or besa process, ma shiatsi begluda. What's the din? Reference to whether the skin of the place of the hooves can spare an animal from being a trefa in the case of a flayed animal, or is the skin of where the hooves are? Malay Matzah of Yochanan says, it does, it helps. Amalei, Sarvas, he said back, but you taught us, Elu Sharoseim Kibsaran. The skins of the following are considered like their flesh, or Bisaprasos, the skin of where the hooves are. So we see that the skin of the place of the hooves is not considered to be true skin, it's just meat. And therefore, it shouldn't spare the animals from being a tree for the case of the fleeing animal. Amalei says, Altik. Don't make me upset by asking that. Shabaloshan Yachid Anishanos. I was teaching it just as an individual, the Loshan Yachid. That's not what the Rabbim actually hold. The Tanya was in a Brisa. Shulchan is also some in Shechse Karban Ola, and they have in mind Lahakter Kazayas Morishal Tachas Alya Chutzim Koma, to burn an olive's amount of the skin that's under the tail outside of, you know, Chutzim Koma. Possible, of course, it's possible, but there's no Karis. Chutzis Manav, you had him instead of his time, then Pigol the Chayim Malar Karis. There's a Pigol your Chayim Karis. This Tanakama then must compare the skin under the tail as flesh. Eliezer ben Yehuda ish Iblim Amr Mishum Rabbi Yaakov. Chenei Rabbi Shum ben Yehuda Ikum Omer Ikus. Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. That also Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda of Ikus was in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Echador based on process, the skin of the place of the hooves, Echador Rosh Shal Igel Arach, or the skin of the head of the tender calf, Echador Shal Tachas Alia, or the skin of the underneath the tail, Vekol Shemanu Chachamim Gavituma, Elis Sarasim Kibsaran, or any other hides of the Chachamim counted in reference to Tuma when they send the Mishnah, the skin of the following are like their flesh. Beep, turn the page. Nunvav Malaf, Lahavi or Besaboshes, which is including the skin of, Rashi says that's talking about the Beis HaRechem Shel Nekeva, the opening of the Rechem of the Keva. Chutzlim Komo, about any of the skin of one Shechs, this with the intent to burn the skin outside of its place, Pasel Ve'en Bokares, then this covering will be Pasel, but there's no Kares of your Chutzlim Man of doing that stuff at the time. Then it's Pigol, V'chayim Lov Karis. There's Pigol over there, and you're going to be Chayiv Karis. All of these skins are considered flesh. We see with the Brisa that only Rabbi Eliezer ben Yehuda of Imblim, but Shem of Yaakov and Shem ben Yehuda of Ikus, the name of Shem, and hold that all the skins mentioned in the Mishnah are treated like flesh. The Tanakama of the Brisa is saying this only in reference to the skin that's under the tail, but not with the regard to the others, like the skin of the place of the hooves, which considers to be actual skin, and this is the majority, that's the majority of opinions. Rav Yochanan shows that when he said that the skin of the place of the hooves is actual skin and can be saved, and can save a flayed animal from being a treifa, is going according to the rove, which is unlike the miot that was brought in the Mishnah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.